Now, when you're talking about controlling the cash flow at a property, an income-producing property, it's easy to talk about the borrower. It's easier to talk about the lender. It's certainly easy to talk about the accounts or the banks that hold the accounts where the monies will either flow through or stay. One of the things that we don't talk about as much, but it's probably the most important, is the tenant, right? In an income-producing property, less so for hotels and multifamily, but the tenant is producing the income that you're trying to control. Without interaction with the tenant, asking them to send money to a particular account, to not give checks directly to the borrower, things like that, to interact with the tenant is the most important thing that you can do upon closing a loan that has a cash management regime. So you cannot forget about the tenants. The tenants are very frequently forgotten about in this regard. So that's that. The accounts are really simply just three. The lockbox account, also known as the restricted account, it's held at the lockbox bank. This account is really just a gatekeeper or a decision tree point, if you will. Money flows in all outside of a springing account, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but all of the income from a property should flow into the restricted account when a cash management regime is put in place. The lockbox account is not intended to hold money. It's not intended to build up money. It's not intended to divvy money up between lots of different parties. It's really meant to determine whether a certain event has occurred and the money needs to flow to the cash management account, or whether that event has not occurred, or the lender otherwise doesn't need the money to flow to the cash management account, in which case the money will flow to the operating account of the borrower. So really, the restricted account, the way that we use it more and more frequently, is just a place for that money to sit for a business day or maybe even a week if you can let it sweep once a week. And then that bank account holder, or the bank that holds the bank account, doesn't have to make any decisions. They just need to know, have we been notified of this event X? If yes, then send the money here. If no, then send the money there. And then they're done. The money goes along its way, and either the borrower gets it at the operating account or the cash management account receives it, and we'll walk through the waterfall that would be in place there. So the cash management account is an account typically held or controlled by the lender. It's typically held at the servicer. This is another one where you'll see Wells Fargo play this role dramatically. Overwhelming number of cash management accounts are held at Wells Fargo, KeyBank, some of the servicing players. In the cash management account, you'll receive the money either directly from the borrower outside of a trigger period if there is no cash management regime. They'll send their monthly check for principal, interest, debt service, plus whatever escrow fundings they need to deposit into tax, insurance, TILC, PIP in a hotel context. But that check will come in, will go into the cash management account. The cash management account is then divided into a number of different sub-accounts, your escrow accounts. This is where your tax and insurance escrow are held. You'll have a sub-account for TILC, a sub-account for CapEx, a sub-account for maintenance costs that the lender has previously approved, maybe some extraordinary expense allocations that will be held in a separate account. So all of these sub-accounts are held in the cash management account. The last of which is typically the excess cash sub-account, whereby the lender, if it has determined that a cash trap has occurred, will allow for money to flow through the waterfall, funding all of the different sub-reserves, taxes, insurance, TILC, all these different escrows. But then the remainder during a cash trap period would not go to the borrower in the borrower's operating agreement, but rather would be held by the lender in the cash management sub-account known as the excess cash sub-reserve or a sub-account or whatever they call it, but something similar to that typically, as additional cash collateral for the loan until the event which caused the cash trap trigger ceases to exist. So lo and behold, the cash management account is really just a collection of many accounts, all of which are really ledger-based. There's not a lot of different actual accounts. It's one account, and then we'll have a lot of sub-accounts as ledger-based items. The operating account is really just that, the borrower's operating account held at its bank of choice, typically outside of the bank context. During a bank loan, if the bank's going to hold onto the loan for additional security, the banks typically like for that account to be held at them. Makes setoff easier, frankly. So those are the accounts. That's probably a little bit longer on the accounts than you needed, but it's always good. The documents involved here, really just the loan agreement, which we typically used to have a lot of the cash management agreement or the cash management regime and mechanics and procedures in the loan agreement. Now it's really just kind of sloughed off onto a separate cash management agreement, which talks more directly about the interplay between the dollars that flow into the cash management account and how the dollars eventually flow out of the cash management account or into the lender or to the several different reserves. There's a lockbox agreement, restricted account agreement, also known as a deposit account control agreement, specifically or almost universally referred to in the industry as a DACA, the deposit account control agreement. This is the document through which the lockbox bank, the borrower, and the lender agree on the procedures that the mechanic that money will flow into the lockbox account, how will it get out, where will it go, and also it is the method by which the lender perfects its security interest in the lockbox account, since it doesn't have actual possession of those dollars.